Seltzer Kings Podcasts.
Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Feral Audio Live, the first comedy special from Feral Audio. 2 hours of stand-up and improv, hosted by Dan Harmon and Aaron McGathy.
Well, we are hosting it. I didn't know they made albums anymore.
They sure do. They make them every day.
Featuring an opening meditation by Duncan Trussell.
How wonderful it is to be here tonight at the Feral Audio special album taping.
Steve Agee.
That's f***ing embarrassing.
Little Esther Pavitsky.
Dorky-ass crowd, I like it.
DJ Dougbound.
Turn down for Doug.
John Roy.
I'd be like, I got a notebook full of jokes. And as soon as I learn to tell them without my hands shaking, I'll make as much money as a school teacher.
Melissa Stevens.
This is going to get real graphic, and it's reported, so.
And Brody Stevens.
You got to be ready at a Brody show. You got to be ready.
On sale now at feralaudio.com/shop. Get a $5 audio download and an independently produced video special for just $10. Visit feralaudio.com to learn more.
Live from Los Angeles, it's the Feral Audio Podcast Show!
It was still November, and my TV brother and I headed to the city of brotherly love to continue our fall 2014 tour. But would the love last? Get your steaks cheesed, your Liberty Bells rung, and get ready for this live journey into the psyche of two infinite children. We're so glad you're here to partake. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Adventures of Danny and Mike, the podcast.
And germs. Welcome to episode 14 of The Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli. You know him, you love him.
Hello there.
And to his right, Mr. Michael C. Morona.
There is a C.
Don't forget that C. And our special guest from right here in Philly. We love her. Her name's Sally Burdnick. Come on out, Sally.
Yeah. Hello.
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 Hello, it's me. I'm here.
Oh, Danny brought a sword. Mike, what did you bring?
An unmarked bottle of water. Possibly. It's possibly carbonated.
Looks like a Perrier bottle to me.
That would be silly because Perrier is a product of the Nestle Corporation, which can suck cosmic dick.
So,
right off the bat,
30 seconds in, we do a thing. I don't know. We basically, Mike alienates a brand seemingly every episode or a state. I think he does those too.
He does states too.
Mostly brands.
I can get one out of the way right now if you would like.
I don't know. I think we're blowing our load if we do it right now.
Okay, fuck Yingling because they. Because they're non-union. I don't care if they're the oldest. I don't care if they're the oldest brewery ever. They're non-union.
I didn't associate with this man.
To fight the union.
But the best brand of beer.
Go ahead.
Is Yards.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
I know nothing about them to alienate them yet.
You had a pale ale earlier that you said you wished was a lager, so don't lie. Just be honest with the people.
No, I said I wished it was a lumberjack that would sweep me off my feet.
Oh, true.
If you listen to what I said.
I just heard nothing because I stopped paying attention to you.
These have magically appeared. Phoenix Pale Ale, craft brewed in Pennsylvania.
So are we done plugging or what?
Oh, yeah.
We got the money. Right?
I hate brands.
This is Plaza Research.
I hate a lot of brands.
That's okay. I think we should start keeping track at some point.
That's what this is for. Producer.
Do you have a pen for that?
It's your job.
Because you need a pen for that now, you know?
Boom.
Wow, he's okay. Smart. He's a smart
and what
guy.
What brand got is it. That pen?
Take a note.
That's a...
Dangerous.
Also a brand that's been alienated, so I can't...
Yeah,
sorry.
Here you go, guys.
Wow. Hey, watch it. Oh, hey. Watch it, man. That hit someone in the eye.
I just saw blood. Yeah, I just saw blood. I'm so sorry.
That was really uncool. His name is Jeremy Balin. You can sue him.
Send the paperwork.
And stay the hell away from us.
He can be served with papers at his rental car.
Michael C. Marona is the sewer.
Yeah.
I'm the suet. I'm actually the suet.
The one to sue is the sewer, correct?
God, yep.
That's what the C stands for. Sue.
Sewer, yeah.
Wait. Mm-mm. It's a New Jersey public education, guys. Sorry. My bad. I get C's and S's confused a lot.
Thank you, Philadelphia. It's very Philadelphia to be here.
We had a pretty Philadelphia day.
We had quite Philadelphia day. We left late.
Yeah.
Come on.
We got sandwiches in Brooklyn before we left.
There's half of a sandwich sitting in the van for the ride home.
Half a sandwich waiting for us. We drove a lot through New Jersey. And it's an essential part of any trip to Philly.
Don't forget the tolls. Tell them about the tolls.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy didn't think to ask me to bring my Easy Pass. So we paid cash. Yeah. Cash.
Which bridge did you come over? There are three.
We went over the Betsy Ross Bridge.
Oh, Betsy Ross is 90.
Yeah. Betsy Ross is nice.
I like to think about her working on that flag.
Were you thinking about that while we were driving over?
No. We were arguing about where to get off the...
Oh, that's right.
The turnpike. True.
I like to think about Walt Whitman and Benjamin Franklin together working on those bridges, shirts off.
Did they make the bridges? Is that
together,
why they're named
that's
after?
Why they're named
oh,
after.
My
no,
God.
At that point, I think of it like the video game Rampage, and I just think of it. And Walt Whitman is fighting Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin's throwing lightning bolts. And yep.
That's a cool video game.
Good idea.
So every episode, for those of you who don't listen, and shame on you if you don't, because it's hot like fire. We do an adventure every episode. You're welcome. We do an adventure every episode. Obviously, we're in beautiful Philadelphia. We went to our first stop. Was the maybe I'm pronouncing
was
it wrong.
The sandwich shop in Brooklyn where we got the sandwich?
That's not part of the Philadelphia story.
But it began the trip, right, so okay. You have to know about that.
No, we went to the Mortar Museum. Is that how you say it?
Mooter.
Just say it real
exactly.
Mooter.
It's got the umlaut. The U.
It's really confusing.
It's like people from Philly say Wooter.
It's Wooter. It's Wooter.
Give me a glass of Wooter.
Four R's. Wooter. W-R-R-T. Right.
It was actually my first radio station.
To the Wooter Museum?
Yeah. I have.
Yeah. It's a lot of water.
What did you think about it?
So we went. I was psyched for the gift shop.
It was nice. It was. That's my kind of place, man. Dude, as many dead babies as possible.
There's so many dead babies in that place.
A lot of
scary.
And it said like as you go down the line, like the jars of formaldehyde get bigger and bigger, and the babies get bigger. And then there's some of them where there's two babies because they were joined together.
Two babies that beat as one.
Do I need you?
I need you. Yep.
They're what, two or three Chris Cornell Jesus Christ posts? Oh, which is pretty awesome.
There was every time.
There was senior upstairs. Yeah. There was junior downstairs. And
then
there was
like JR, yeah, doing the same thing.
Number three.
But we weren't allowed to take pictures in the place, which, you know, kind of
throws a wrench
into
better for
our...
the dignity of the Mooter Museum, because we would have that? Degraded it.
You yeah, I don't. Just, I guess it's kind of okay to not take pictures.
You can hide anything.
Stuff.
I know a lot about hiding.
I know.
Did you?
My
klepto?
Dick, mostly. Mostly.
Your dick? Wow.
I don't want. That's not why.
We're learning something new tonight.
I wanted to go to the gift shop bad, and we managed to go to the gift shop twice.
Yeah, because it brings you around one side, and you think that you were done because you got you to
I
the
think
gift
we
shop.
Just screwed up, though. I'm not sure we did it right. We didn't do the audio tour. Maybe we should have done that.
I think if it's possible.
Call on your cell phone and it tells you.
They'll explain
what's going
to you
on.
The exhibits.
This dead baby. It's like dial 9 for movie pro. This dead baby was. I didn't want
this
what?
Dead baby.
It
it's like a radio shock jock.
Yeah.
This dead baby.
This
is
dead baby
is
brought to you by.
No, that's on. This that's one's on NPR
you
after
spinal.
This.
Oh, sorry.
Oh no.
Man.
That's yeah. Yeah, no,
if I could go back to school, it would be for museum architecture, and I would design like double gift shops. Yeah, every museum
more money, that's
every,
smart.
Every museum would be laid out like a dog bone, and at the end of each bone would be a gift shop.
I think you should
there's exhibits all through here. This is an overhead plan, obviously.
You'll get your money's worth if you go back to school for that. That's a nice plan. Artist, nice architecture.
Artist rendering of like people happily biking through the museum. This is only one kind of rendering.
It's a fucking weirdest.
What's the weirdest?
Yeah. It's a medical oddities museum. Okay, I'm going to expand and design more than just.
Yeah.
Are you going to have extra large cashier people as well? Is that because you?
So the guy was 7'6" and he had a twisted rib cage that looked like he had a Grinch heart. It was
before
amazing.
Or after he, you
no,
know,
no, right was, as right as his heart as it, swelled. Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. I didn't know. It could have been a mean skeleton.
You
know.
Could have fit Muggsy Bogues inside this guy's rib cage. He was.
And we know that because we did an actual search on who the shortest NBA player was today.
While we were inside the museum.
We were inside the museum. While Mike was screaming, Jesus Christ, Bogues! At multiple, the worst timing.
He sang the harmonies. Possible.
I did. It was pretty rad, honestly. Sorry for the two people that were around us.
Yeah. I did not buy a t-shirt. Did not buy a $1 sticker. What a waste. Hello.
Don't they have like three?
They had a pretty
sweet
t-shirt though. They had this like black t-shirt with a baby skeleton and a rainbow. It's just like, that's what you're selling?
Those are my fucking three favorite things.
If I had been a high school stoner, I would have gotten that t-shirt.
You were a high school stoner, so.
Where was the t-shirt, Dan? Where was the t-shirt?
In the museum. You just hadn't arrived yet. But now you have.
I have been around Philadelphia before, back in the 90s. I would cut school. My high school girlfriend would cut school, and we would meet in 30th Street and just putter about the city.
Was she from
here?
Is that
what they call it these days, puttering?
No, that's what we called it in the 90s. In the 90s, it was puttering. In the aughts, it was putzing around the city, and now it's gentrifying is what we call it now. That's what we called it then, but now it's the same thing is known as gentrifying. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun.
That's why there's lots of whites just effing openly in the streets of Point Breeze.
See? Wait, did you hear this? Did you already tell them?
This is what OkCupid was founded on.
Outdoor public sex.
Or not OkCupid, Tinder. You set your location. You have to be in Point Breeze, which is the black part of South Philly. I mean, all of South Philly is the black part. But Point Breeze is the part they're trying to make white. Okay.
The realtor's beachhead.
You set your location. And then you got to be a white hipster in order to have an account. And you just go outside, and someone will fuck you. Is this news to you? I don't understand.
No, it's not. I'm just resigned about it, but it sounds accurate.
It'll work out well for
no,
you.
No, this sounds accurate. It sounds like an open-air sex market.
He was in an open relationship back in the 90s with this girl, so sure.
No, she took me to 7-Eleven for the first time.
For the first time?
Yeah, I learned stuff.
It's weird.
I think Mike.
I went to Wawa for the first time in Philadelphia.
I would applaud for Wawa.
Yeah, there you go. There's a brand we're not going to alienate. Yeah, those shorties are fucking good.
Yet.
So, I don't care what you say.
Give
just keep your mouth shut about Wawa.
You do shorties, not classic? I just eat too much all the time. I'm a high school stoner.
Where's your t-shirt?
I said shorties plural.
Oh, okay.
So
you just do the most monetarily irresponsible thing.
Oh, I like variety, so I get
two 20-ounce sodas, please. One's for the car seat car holder, cup holder.
Car seat? I don't have kids.
Shh, they don't know that.
I don't have kids. Sorry.
I want a 20-ounce soda thing filled with milk.
What?
To put in my car seat. And just sip on the straw.
I like that.
Maybe they have the things that you put in the coffee. Do they dispense half and half, and you could just do half and half and throw some water in that shit?
Do you guys take shots of half and half?
No. Why would we do that?
Why would you do that?
No, I like my food where it is.
What? Do you do that? Is that
yes.
a thing? Is that like on a dare? Like, hey, I dare you to do this? Or do you like to do it?
I think that's how it started out, but I liked it.
And then you liked it.
Right.
Yeah.
First it was a punishment.
Yeah, and now it's a reward.
I've drank shots of straight cranberry juice.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible.
It's purely therapeutic. Mm-hmm. And right after watching The Departed, actually.
So you got all the toxins out.
Well, since we're coming clean, I snorted gin once.
I believe that.
Juniper berries?
It was, I don't know what kind. I think it was Belgian. It was not very, that was definitely a dare. And that is not something I would ever do again. So it didn't have the same, it didn't have the same visceral effect that you had with the have and have. I just burned my eyes and my nose for like 2 weeks.
I hope you didn't blow a drink ticket on that.
Yeah, I definitely did. It was. I saw some weird shit in Philly back in the late, I guess it was late 90s or 2000, 2001.
Oh, when you were futzing around, right?
When I was futzing around, and I had friends that went to Temple, so we were partying a lot in North Philly, 17th and Fairmont.
Yeah, I know well.
All right, yeah.
I go to Temple.
So one night we were playing.
I took you for a shiksa.
Right.
So
now we're
first
here.
Impression, yeah, now we're here.
You know, that's fine. You guys are all real white, the real kind of white.
Yeah, well, you know.
The kind of
when you're in North Philly at 3:30 in the morning, packing up your gear after playing a cool house party, and seeing this old car just make a left coming towards us while we're like carrying a Rhodes, like a big fucking keyboard across the street, and just see this big red ball, essentially, is what we thought it was. We're like, what the fuck is that? And it just got smaller and smaller and smaller. It was this dude doing whippets in his car coming right at us. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, this is Philadelphia? Holy shit! This guy knew how to party or what?
Did he have his headlights on?
He did have his headlights
okay,
on.
Okay.
But there was a tank sitting passenger side, like riding shotgun. First of all, I was just impressed that he could drive while doing whippets, and he was pretty straight. Like it was,
North Philadelphia Dental Supply.
Oh, is that where you get yours from?
Oh, whoa.
Let's try to get
I'm surprised he was doing them out of a balloon, because normally I see like just shattered nitrous cylinders on the ground outside of my house.
Oh, just like actual whippets?
Have you been stalked by ninjas lately at all?
What do you mean by lately?
Well, I'm saying that's a favorite tactic of ninjas is to shatter things on the ground and then whoo.
Then yes, lately I have.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes.
By that definition of lately, yes.
I mean, you know, my
always comes back to
ex-boyfriends. It's I watched Big Trouble in Little China today while you guys had a real. What else did you do?
No.
We want to know about what you did.
I fell asleep immediately.
Oh, yeah. Well,
teenage stoner.
We continued our journey to McGillin's.
One of the older bars in the area.
The oldest
bar.
I'm sure it has, you know, some seniority. I don't know if it's number one or number two.
They do have Christmas decorations up already.
Too early for Christmas decorations, McGillin's. It's like, come on, man.
That's year-round they do that?
You know.
They just get in
you
early.
You take the pumpkin,
no.
You cut it in half, you put it on top of the pumpkin, it becomes the turkey's tail, and it's an instant November, what's that called? Thanksgiving decoration.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You can't remember Thanksgiving?
Yeah. No, we
high
just
school have, stoner can't
no, that's
remember
the
Thanksgiving.
That's the problem is that we forget all about everything. We just go straight to Christmas decorations right away. And you can always pick out the Gentile houses in the neighborhood because boom, St. Patrick's Day. Boom, Easter right away. Boom, whatever the next one is.
Yeah, we only have one holiday. And it's the 4th of July. And we just sit inside and we make fun of you because you're all getting fat off of pork.
What? Wow. Do you watch movies?
That's our holiday.
Do you watch movies or
anything?
Yeah,
no. We just make fun of Schadenfreude. We just make fun of all the real
Is there subtitles with that Schadenfreude?
Yeah. It's
I wish I could be a fly on the wall.
You Catholic bitch.
Yeah. Rotting your insides with this poison.
Meat poison. It's translated to meat poison.
Meat poison.
In a Jesus Christ pose.
I don't know.
It just popped into my head. I didn't want to let it go.
I like that.
Nice callback.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
When you say it's a nice callback, you ruin it.
You ruin the nice
callback.
You
ruin everything.
That's okay. That was a nice callback ruin.
When you say it's a nice callback ruin, you ruin the ruin.
Yeah.
We're getting so meta now, let's just stop. Please.
Let's go back to talking about dead babies. So the dead babies, right?
No. But we left McGillin's after taking pictures with the wait staff, and they were actually pretty nice, the wait staff there. They recognized
you almost slipped and fell.
They recognized Danny first, of course, because he still looks like himself. Plus facial hair.
plus what else?
Cholesterol.
I was just waiting for it, guys. I knew it was coming.
He set it up. I didn't say it. Come on,
it's
guys.
Fine. I'd just rather you get it out now.
They were very sweet. And we left McSwiggins and went to
that's not where we
and
went
to Little up. Pete's Diner.
Yeah. Show some solidarity.
Where we.
Hey, man, I hear they're going to knock it down.
We took a bunch of pictures. We commissioned Edward Hopper to paint us in the diner. So,
somebody had a milkshake.
I had a milkshake. Dan had a cup of coffee.
And I never drink coffee, and I paid for it dearly.
Just recently. I'm telling you, this is not the right venue for a live show. I wish we could have recorded this just for your guys' sake.
That's not nice. Come on. It hurt.
I thought it was worth it. We talked to the people at Little Pete's and tried to figure out why they were closing.
They think they may not close. They think they might have some sort of, I don't know.
Yeah, if you visit every Friday. If you come down to Philly every Friday.
How much did you pay for that cup of coffee? Enough to buy the building?
Enough, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You tipped them like 12, right?
We tipped nice. It was a nice tip. You know, I feel like, all right. Shit, well, here's an extra 10. I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah. No. It was here's an extra 10. Thank you for my residuals.
That was the
sentiment. It wasn't like a funeral.
Did you guys get cheesesteaks?
No, we didn't get cheesesteaks.
That's fine.
Road trip. Guys.
I mean, look, we didn't want to come down here and be like, let's do Rocky Stairs and let's do the Liberty Bell and
except
go
for
eat cheesesteaks.
You texted me we're gonna do the Rocky Stairs and the Liberty Bell.
Do not bullshit.
I just put a list of stuff and just everything. Yep. I knew what I wanted to do.
But on there was Trafalgar Square and Big Ben.
Right. Yeah,
that was also on his list of stuff to do. So yeah, and the eye, yeah. So we discounted some of that.
When I moved to South Philly, I was like, okay, well, the cheesesteak thing, that's what everybody says. And I went to Gino's and Pat's, and those are $13 a cheesesteak, so I kept walking. And ooh. I walked into like a Mexican restaurant in the Italian Market, and I ate a full cheesesteak in like 5 minutes.
They handed you a ribbon.
Yeah, uh-huh. It was free in the fries. And then I proceeded to choke on the last sip of my Coca-Cola, and I immediately threw up the entire cheesesteak into my skirt.
No!
And I couldn't stop. I just kept doing it, and it was a skirt like this, and I said, I'm so sorry, and I just like picked up my skirt and walked to the bathroom.
You pouched it?
Did you rinse?
I think that's called kangarooing it. I think you kangarooed your puke to the proper area.
It was better coming up though.
It tasted better coming up.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Wow.
Shows you the kind of cheesesteak you ate.
What was the
it's better with bile?
Yeah, everything's better with bile.
Enjoy your stupid meat tubes, Gentiles. Yeah. I'm laughing at you.
The steak, it's cow. If that one's okay.
What was the price?
Okay.
Price difference between going to a Mexican restaurant for a Philly cheesesteak and going to
I would dry cleaning.
No, don't add that in.
Pre-vomit.
That's an act of God.
Pre-vomit was.
But that's hypothetical.
No, it was about half the price.
Oh, okay.
Until you threw it up and then you had to clean your skirt.
Right, but I got to taste it two times.
Twice. Okay.
Sorry.
Right.
So it was really
the second time mixed with a little bit of your own brand.
Yeah. That's the good shit.
You know something I learned from
literally.
I fucked it up again. Mortar Museum. It's not the Mortar Museum.
Mortar.
Mortar. It's the fucking Mortar Museum. Is that during the Civil War, people used to, if they got their arm cut off, they used to, I'm backtracking, but they used to bury them so that nobody could examine them.
Oh, they didn't want, the soldiers they didn't want to be specimens.
I think he's just talking about one example, and in that particular example, the doctors were able to convince the deceased's comrades, is a Civil War guy, right after that he should actually be dug up and studied for medical.
Jeremy didn't finish reading the
oddities. No,
maybe.
That's kind of a
I saw the audio
store. I
just
saw
this
that.
Reading was like, oh shit, that's fucked up. And he just kept going. Didn't bother to like see if there was a conclusion.
He read the first three chapters of A Clockwork Orange. He's like, man, this guy's got a lot of potential.
Yeah. He loves TV. I, yeah, that's all I have.
Yeah. Law enforcement, who knows?
What, we didn't eat Philly cheesesteaks, but I think that's
no,
okay.
No, we did not, and we didn't waste that money.
But that's
or
okay.
Or save it, depending upon how you
dude,
look at it.
There's late night places to eat cheesesteaks. We got to drive back to Brooklyn later. But we have half of a DeFonte sandwich. I would sacrifice that.
You got to, I'll pay you good money for that shit. That's got that Brooklyn water.
It's got that Brooklyn water.
But
my sandwich is pork.
Oh, forget it.
And you're wearing Another a dress. So.
And you're wearing a skirt. You don't want to risk it. Mm. It looks clean.
That's what you think. Yeah, it looks clean.
Guess if you're on laundry. So we did that. We didn't have steaks. We made that decision to deliberately not have cheesesteaks. And you guys can judge us or not.
No, most Philly people are like, don't even bother. Don't do that. They say, like, go get a fish sandwich or something, whatever. I don't know what you people say. I don't care.
Philly's known for their fish.
Yeah.
I don't
this
know.
This is who I talk
is that
about.
True?
I
don't
temple.
Know. Fish? So,
it's like
the band, not the...
Oh yeah, they're popular in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the stoners.
People like drugs.
Yep.
What? I've seen fish a lot of times.
Oh, I know. We can tell. It's fine. The high school stoner. I wouldn't have. You know, the last episode we asked people to bring a vegetarian cheesesteak to this podcast, and thank God it didn't happen because I don't even know if that exists. How does that?
Oh, they definitely.
So you can go to those spots.
Oh no,
Geno's, they're starting.
They're not all heathens here.
But it's
here.
Not like
some people are vegetarian.
TV,
I mean, it's not like too.
TV. Okay.
Govendas. Yeah, both Govendas. Of those places are the good vegan veggie joints.
Okay, now I got it.
And good roti.
I'll be back. What?
Nothing.
Great. perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, here's the lull. Here's the lull, guys. We'll do it.
Always some
we'll
sort
do
of
it together.
I don't think
everybody
so.
Everybody take a breath.
I don't think so.
Three,
I think there's another Philadelphia
two,
area brand that
one.
I could probably alienate.
No. You know. Oh, what's wrong
tasty
with tasty
cake?
You guys haven't had butterscotch crumpets? They're fucking amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Those garbage hunks.
Wow.
Those oil sodden lumps of lifeless batter.
Jeez.
Yes, the ones I know and love. Jeez.
My God.
Just leave Von Dutch out of it, would you?
Listen.
What are you, Drake
listen,
for?
Ed Hardy by Christian Audigier.
What?
What?
I feel the tasty cake. I feel the tasty cake snacks are a blight on the East Coast. I would invite
I think
you.
They're more of a blight on Middle America, right?
You think we're safe here with our sophistication of Brooklyn water?
Yeah, we've got the Brooklyn water.
It can't protect you here.
Where does Drake's call home?
The
Toronto,
the
right?
Topical. That's topical.
Yeah, I forgot he's a rapper too. Good one.
They're from
anyway.
Drake's Cakes.
Yeah, where are they from?
Little Debbie's the shit. That's everywhere.
Oh, yeah, Little Debbie's.
Little
is the
Debbie's
other one.
National. She's everywhere.
She sold out, man. I remember when she opened.
She was cool back in the day, but then.
She was great as a regional act.
Yeah.
You know, playing nothing
big
bigger than. Nothing bigger than 1,000 seats. But when she started going national, shit, man, stuff really fell off.
I got a question for you. Who the fuck is Mike Kaminsky? I follow you on
Real
Friends Facebook.
Good.
Oh,
thank you.
And there's Mike Kaminsky right there, everybody.
Well, just to explain, we're friends, real friends, which is Facebook friends, and there's something going on in your Facebook
shit.
That I see every day.
So me and 50 people that I know and some that I don't, all decided to change our name to Mike Kaminsky, and we all got the same profile picture and cover photo, and then we adopted the same online identity, which is just very bland, guy who works in an office, talks just very normally, and we like everything that every other Mike Kaminsky does. and we also all changed our birthday to the same day so that on October 12th, if you're friends with a Mike Kaminsky, it comes up with today is Mike Kaminsky's birthday. Today is Mike Kaminsky's birthday.
That's awesome. I've just been wondering.
That's amazing.
And because you can't change your Facebook name for 2 months after you do it.
It's
so we're all stuck that way.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Communication.
How long is it going to take for the lawsuit to work its way through the courts?
who's going to sue us? Mike?
Who's going to sue you now?
Who is that, Danny? Who Kaminsky. Sings that song?
It's the Cars.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Heartbeat City.
Oh, Heartbeat City. Yeah. I was getting this song, and what was the other one that I got confused?
I want to know what love
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah. That's not the same song.
They're not
apparently.
The same song. They're not the
but
same song
at
all.
When you sing
all.
Them together, it sort of works. And I had myself convinced that
you
that was one
go
song.
On thinking nothing's wrong.
You
who's
to
gonna
this.
Drive you,
you
home?
Do this
tonight.
For the listener, Mike's making stupid faces.
Oh yeah.
This is a podcast. Oh, don't throw him a hat.
It's not a
I raged.
Gosh.
This is the point when we should drop into our Philly-themed medley of songs ugh. That we had prepared.
Freedom.
But we didn't prepare them.
Of the yeah.
But we didn't prepare those songs.
We tried beatboxing last
freedom
episode.
Of yeah, that we'll do the Ween so cover well. Next time, guys.
I'm really disappointed I couldn't be here for the Ween cover.
You're here.
I'm singing the damn songs about Philadelphia. Shit.
No one else is singing
you
it, though.
It just has the word freedom in it.
Yeah, but I also just so sang Mannequin was filmed at Woolworth.
It pulled well. Admittedly.
Boys to Men still yeah, okay. keeping up the beat.
I thought that we could go. I thought we could go from a Ween into a Boys to Men medley. That was going to be the...
My town feeling back
go.
That's my hip-hop dance.
Oh, no!
Oh, good thing that's almost done. Just a little spill.
You have a can down there. That magically appeared. It's all you. And you have a sword. Why?
Yeah, I brought the sword out because it's fucking cool.
Not cool, okay. guys.
What do you mean it's not cool?
Jesus,
this is cool?
It's rather okay.
See? That's fun and cool.
And great, and great for a podcast.
Okay, yeah. So oh, how yeah, many depositions listener, can mean. I take after the show? You guys saw him assault me, right? You guys
come
all
on,
saw that.
No.
That was assault.
These guys like me better than you. I'm convinced.
Which ones?
All of them, because
there's got to be one
dick.
Or two. There's got to be one or two. Who were probably sleeping through the show, but nevertheless, are a little older, don't remember your work. But still find a trustworthy face and a reassuring voice to be all they need in a troubling world where nothing is really what it seems. And as we journey out in the spaceship
no.
Philadelphia.
No means no. No means no.
Into the deep.
You guys are sweaty.
Guys, I don't know what the fuck.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In a minute. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Was that okay for
no,
you to
I
do that?
No, I knew that. I knew that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So what's
you're not going to hell now? Because you did that?
I
still
am,
going to hell.
Yeah. I'm living in hell.
So the first time I saw you perform in New York,
he felt
you,
sick.
You told a very blue joke, and then afterwards you happened to tell me that your family was in the audience.
Yeah.
Do you want to open up on that a little bit?
Yeah, I'll tell you. My thing, if you couldn't figure it out, is just making everyone as uncomfortable as they can be. That's what I do for comedy.
I feel fine.
Can you imagine?
Ooh.
You feel fine, Jeremy? Give it till the end.
Okay, great.
But yeah, I have a joke. I'll just tell it. It really has no context, and you don't have to think it's you don't have to laugh or think it's funny. But this is it. It's just I hate sex, but I do love cum, and that's the joke. That's it.
Hey-o.
It's my closer, but yeah, and yeah, I told.
Cum is for closers.
Yeah,
the cum. Glenn Gary.
Yep. Yeah, but so my dad and my mom were both in the audience, and when I said that joke, I always pick somebody in the audience to just look at and just make direct eye contact with, and it just happened to be my father, and I said, I do love cum.
No.
But he was just crying. He was laughing really hard. He couldn't. He was looking at me, but trying not to look at me too, and it was just it was pretty good.
He takes golf.
He still pays for me to go to college, so I guess everything worked out okay.
Nice. Yeah. It'd be a shame if that was what ruined it.
Well, would it be a shame? Sally, I think it would be pretty okay.
I think you'd have a hell of a story to go out on.
Yeah.
Can't pay for college anymore because I told my dad I like cum. Yeah.
That fits really well on a cardboard sign you can hold in front of yourself in Venice. It fits perfectly on a cardboard sign.
Be stationed at Reading Market.
I'll.
So that
I'm
was
out.
That was your parents watching you perform in Brooklyn?
Yeah, in Brooklyn, where I met Danny, because he does my show sometimes.
You have a pretty good show over there.
Thanks, man.
It's called the Macaulay Culkin Show,
Jeremy,
and it's
too.
Quite incredible, yeah.
Yep. It's really cool.
And now Mike
like
wants to be
joke.
Involved too. So can Mike come on the next one?
Oh yeah, please do. That's see, something that,
that was my way of including Mike because he was all butthurt. You guys know each other.
I'd love to come on Macaulay Culkin's show.
that's what we actually asked Danny. We asked you to do it the first time because we had this like ploy set up that was. Someone was, it was the February
show.
It
was a ruse.
It was a ruse.
Total
absolutely.
Ruse.
And someone was sending us Valentines, and we, like, us at the Macaulay Culkin show, me and my partner Brett, and it was from, like, a child star saying, like, I love your show. I would love to go.
Oh, that wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
No.
But it was
I'm
like,
not a star.
I'm one of your favorite child stars. See you. Tomorrow at 7. That didn't rhyme. Whatever.
It was Dan Tamborelli, right?
It was. It ended up
and
being
now you're
Dan
ruining
Tamborelli.
Mike, just let her tell the story. For crying out loud.
That was a good story. Thanks. thanks.
It was supposed to be Macaulay Culkin, and then we just had Dan come up, and
then the ruse became more of a bruised ego for me.
Yeah, and you
because you
nobody guys recognized you.
No, because they were disappointed that it wasn't Macaulay Culkin and that it was me. So then I was like, "Hey guys," and they're like. Oh, man.
They're like, oh, the pizza's on the inside.
Yeah, because that was the other thing. It was like, I've got a band. And they're like, oh, Pizza Underground, it's a band. He's going to be there.
No, it's Jounce, guys.
My band.
Yeah. The good news and bad news. The good news is it's all good news.
None of it was good news.
I don't want to hurt his feelings.
I had to tell you that you were Rick Moranis-looking motherfucker.
Yes.
Which I still don't see the resemblance, but...
That's a real story. Somebody really did say that to me. A guy at a wedding thought that I was hitting on his girlfriend. He was like a drunk Guido. And I wasn't, I swear. And he tried to, like, take a swing at me. And
what?
As he was doing it, he was like... Fuck you, Rick Moranis looking motherfucker! What? It's fucking true. That's like real.
I have to say, you responded to it with the most poise.
Yeah.
Pulled pork slider? Asparagus?
Yeah, I should have. I mean, no, I didn't. I have those glasses too, but I wasn't even wearing them. But I do look like Rick fucking Moranis.
From behind, or?
You would know, Mike.
Philadelphia.
Shots fired.
What's going to happen if Macaulay Culkin does come to your show? Do you guys have like a plan?
Oh, my God. We have no idea.
You got to start writing that shit.
We're going to... I don't know.
You should make a confetti.
Double blowjob on stage. What?
you do love cum.
Well, I can't top that.
Double blowjobs.
Yeah.
Mike, you spend a lot of time with him.
You should make a confetti bank that, like, every day you think about Macaulay showing up, just like put a basket up and just like throw one piece of confetti up there. And by the time he shows up, that shit'll be full. And you'll have
it'll
a payoff.
Down, absolutely.
Just an idea.
I'm taking.
I mean, are there any? I mean, he's worked with Macaulay Culkin, so is there anything that you...
A couple of small holiday features. A couple of seasonal made-for-TV movies. And I say made-for-TV because they seem to always be on TV around the holidays. Home Alone 1 and 2.
Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah, I've never... What's that? What are those?
Well, Jeremy, I mean, has an excuse. He just got his passport. You, I don't know about. Like, you never saw that? Oh!
Expired. I don't know what he's talking about.
You don't know that movie? You don't know the movies either?
We're not allowed to see anything about Christmas.
I had this other girlfriend whose parents convinced her and her sister that the TV was broken for 15 years.
You dated her?
They just did it. Yeah, gullible, you think? They just never plugged it in.
That's what he liked about her the
they
most.
They never plugged in the TV. You people will listen to anything if your parents tell you that it's good for you.
This is the most anti-Semitic podcast I've ever been on.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike is...
I think they were...
Brought to you by Jews for Jesus. We'll bring it all together.
I think they were atheists. I don't know what that had to do with religion. It was just...
you said you people, I assume.
Oh, yeah. It's always bad when you say you people.
You people, that's true. You can get into a lot of situations you didn't want to.
Like what just happened right there?
That one.
When I say to the Culkins, you people... They immediately think that I'm talking about all Irish.
Right. And not all seven of the cults.
Not just that family that was...
Or all the children of the corn.
Speaking of killed children of the corn.
No, because the last time...
Does anybody think that Jeremy looks like Malachi. Isaac from Children of the Corn? Can anybody back me? Thank you!
Malachi or Isaac? Because I thought you said Malachi last time. You're just making up shit.
They both look the same.
Does Dan look like Malachi or do I look like Malachi? Toss it out. Toss it out. Give me a little of this. I think Dan looks like Malachi.
It's a combo.
Dan looks like a high school stoner.
He looks like... He actually looks like all the characters from the Mighty Ducks fused into one.
Wow, that was a good one. I'm so glad you had to pull out my early 90s movie. That's cool. Thanks.
Well, it was an anti-Semitic time, Dan. I don't know what to tell you. Thanks for the save on that one, Sally.
Aaron Schwartz was in the Mighty Ducks, okay? He was Carp.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, and Jewish.
Cleaned up real good.
Okay? God. Let's not make it about this. We are going to get in a lot of trouble with this podcast.
I just thought
I'm here, so anything that you say that's anti-Semitic will be erased from your permanent record because you have a Jew on stage and a woman.
So listen,
do you want to run for president?
That's awesome. Can you run in our crew all the time so we don't feel as bad?
Absolutely. You can say anything as long as I'm there.
This is like carrying around a rabbit's foot for good luck, right?
Yeah. Pretty much the same thing. I'm dried out amputee.
Back to the Muter Museum.
To the museum. What would be the luckiest part of
you? Oh, you know what? Speaking of museums, I'm just going to go out there. I was listening to Kevin Allison's podcast, Risk.
Risk.
And there's an episode with Ben Garant.
Oh my God.
You guys hear that
That's
one?
It's amazing.
I'm getting through tunnels.
Ate a bunch of acid in New York and like when he was in his early 20s and like walked around the Museum of Natural History. And because of that, he was the writer of Night at the Museum. Are you fucking kidding me?
It makes total
sense.
That's
when he said that. And he was just like, oh, yeah, you know, like, that stuff didn't really happen, but I thought it could happen. Like,
make total sense.
It's awesome. I totally recommend that you listen to it because it's a really crazy story. But, like, that blew my fucking mind.
I think I just wrote 5 screenplays in high school and didn't know it. There was Night at the Cafeteria. Night Outside the Girl I Like's House.
With the boombox.
Night Outside My Ex-Girlfriend's House. Not the same girl. That's not a sequel. It's a one-off. I can't remember the other two. They were really good, too.
Yeah. Those were the best ones. Yeah.
I had Night at Fish at Camden across the river
Night
like 20 times.
Concert, yeah.
Same story over and over and over again. It's really weird.
Yeah, but the music only sucks when the drugs run out. Why is that?
Well, that's why you eat a lot of drugs.
I like fish without drugs.
But
that's because I'm a masochist.
Okay. It's fair. Get it worked out.
Yeah.
Sally, thank you so much for being here. That's a very hard way to end this, and I didn't mean to do that. But give us some plugs. We love you, and we want to hear what you're doing in the next.
Thank
months
you
of these lovely people
for
can go check you out.
Here.
Yeah.
Me and my partner, Brett Davis, who's very funny on his own. I implore you, please go check him out. He's kicking ass, taking names. But we do a monthly in Brooklyn at Shea Stadium called the Macaulay Culkin Show. And the next one is on November 16th. We got, I'm always really bad at this, Damian Lemon. I don't remember who else.
John Candy.
For the listener, John Candy. Sally is shifting uncomfortably in her chair.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's okay. You don't have to.
But that's, I mean, my plug is please come November 16th.
Yeah. What's your Twitter and stuff? Let's check
out. Oh, my
out
Twitter. Twitter.com/Sally Sputnik, spelled like the satellite. And just, you know,
do you like the satellite? Are you a fan?
Yeah, I love the satellite. I fucking love that satellite. No, and also please become Mike Kaminsky is the other thing. Oh. All you gotta do is change your Facebook name to Mike Kaminsky
and stay 500 yards away, guys. Remember that.
Yeah,
you have to
change your
that.
Facebook name, Mike Kaminsky. Take one of our profile pictures and make it your profile picture. Take one of our cover photos, make it your cover photo.
And join this class action lawsuit.
Absolutely. But do join us. Become one.
You're making lawyers rich.
Philadelphia. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys, so much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks to the Philly Improv
Thanks
Theater.
To
Bryce. To everybody here. We really appreciate it. Thank
very
you
welcoming.
So much for coming out.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
It's in my queue. What else is in my queue? Well, let's see. I got another movie. It's called Dan Tamborelli's Side Booby. It's about Dan Tamborelli wearing a bikini. It doesn't get hot and it doesn't get steamy until he walks into the room with the hot stuff. Then you get to see Tamborelli in the buff, puts on a bikini and it gets R-rated. Then Dan Tamborelli starts to get faded. Turn up the heat in the room and he takes a hit. Then Tamborelli starts to really smell like shit. It gets warmer and you can't take it. Paper towel shirt is coming to fake it, cause no paper towel could accomplish what we need Dan to stop romping.
Oh my god, you went for so long.
Do you
know what?
Do you have that?
So, well, that's how we come back from our Philadelphia trip. And
that was a good time.
I definitely didn't say anything and let you go because while it was degrading what you just said and hurtful,
you were impressed by his skill.
I was impressed by your skill.
You went along for the ride.
You committed.
I'm totally cool with it.
We had. Thank you. I appreciate
Dan
it.
Dan is blown away.
We had a teacher in college, our writing teacher. It was really good, but he was very blunt as well. And he would, for a story, he would just be like, I fell out of the story, because we would constantly be reading things that we had written to each other and stuff like that. And that was often a comment, or that was our cop out comment when we didn't want to remember what was going on in the story and like critique them about the characters and things like that. And he'd just be like, I fell out.
It's easy
to. So thank you for not falling out.
Yeah, no, I didn't fall out. I was fully engaged.
I wanted you to come back and give me a break because I was running out of breath.
You did wonderful, Mike.
Look at the bus.
Go Sixers.
What's not shown for the listener, what's not shown in this photo is that the next screen on the bus said tank for the top pick.
Again,
it said that on the city bus. It said that on the SEPTA bus, and I was like, "What
Tank
is going on?"
For the top pick.
Yeah, it scrolled across the top of the bus display. Usually, that's like, you know, I'm going to Ben Franklin Street,
in Philadelphia Alley Boulevard.
I don't know if those are real streets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the bus numbers in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia Boulevard?
Yeah, yeah. All the every bus number in Philadelphia is the P76. They passed a law. And so nobody knows where the fuck any of the buses go, and they all go to Paul Revere Street and Historical Alley.
This is Historical Alley.
So usually
right by the oldest bar in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
that's Drury Lane, actually.
I've heard of that. Oh no, that. We did go there.
It could be Historical Alley.
But I'm saying usually not. Where the bus displays are is mm-hmm. Airport Road, crack Airport Refueling Way.
That's his Go Sixers, and then Tank for the Top
Tank
Pick.
Tank for the Top Pick. Yeah, it was so weird that said that. And how, if they're transparent, the strategy is so transparent, it leaks all the way to the transit authority from the ownership.
You know what I didn't think of while we were in Philadelphia, and something that I thought about after the fact?
Taking a shower and changing your clothes?
No, I did those. I did both of those things. I did something for the Magic School Bus in Philly, where we got to spend an entire night, in the Philadelphia Museum of Natural History.
All night?
All night. It was we were shooting, and it was one of these they used us as the real kids,
guinea pigs,
not the cartoon versions of us.
You guys went and stood in for the caveman kids and the dioramas.
Well, no. We just got to stand in as our characters from the Magic School Bus.
For the listener, for those who aren't familiar with your obviously brilliant piece of childhood work.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows the Magic School Bus. You didn't know it?
Well, no. I was either in school or working at the time that it was on television.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know the books. That's fine.
I was reading things more appropriate to my age level at
that
point.
Sure, yeah. You missed
I missed the
you
bus.
You fell off.
I missed
you
the bus.
Off.
I fell out.
Fell out.
I fell out of the bus on that one. And that's usually lethal unless you fell out the back.
But we got to do really cool shit in there.
It's still lethal.
No, you have a chance in the back.
So what you're saying?
Because people usually, I'm saying people usually don't follow the bus too close.
Yeah.
Like myself. I had no idea about it. I mean, I knew it was on your resume.
We got to take, I'm just going to, I fell out of
go,
what you
go.
Were saying.
Go, go.
So.
That was it. You're making it much worse than it has to be.
So it was really fun going to the... Now I got to smash beetles, but they didn't I got to take, they were massive, disgusting, archaic beetles, and they smack them with a mallet.
Well, what makes it okay to call them disgusting?
Because they're...
Science is cool. Nature is cool.
They were gross.
Well, anything's gross. I mean, look at a watermelon, and then look what happens after Gallagher gets done with it. You know what I mean?
That's art.
Who's also
that is not art. It might be First Amendment protected, but I maintain that is not art.
I think it's still art.
Anyway, what were you guys doing smashing archaeological samples of bugs?
I don't know. It was part of the shtick of the episode.
I'm pretty sure they gave you guys fake bugs and filled them with barf.
You filled them with barf.
Caramel sauce.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. But old. A week before. No. So that time
I was
to go
old
back.
Enough to know the difference.
No, you weren't.
I was.
No, you weren't.
I was.
Oh, you weren't in fourth grade anymore?
No.
Getting bullied by Billy Fagioni?
I'm a big boy. Nice callback.
How old were you?
I was 13. Or
Aren't
14.
You a little old to be hanging out in the museum at this point?
Well, no, it was still cool, man.
Yeah,
yeah, but you're definitely too old to be smashing bugs.
Yeah.
Well, I had to because were there any part of the it was what I had to do.
Were there any girls there you were trying to impress?
Probably. Yeah, there were a couple. Yeah. Hey, I mean, I can't remember their names anymore. It's been a long time. But yeah, there were a couple of voice actresses.
Let's just say Tiffany.
Let's just say that school bus was pretty magic.
No, there was no... I was too young for any of the magic. I think there was some you can't say on screen.
There was some...
There was some cartoon-on-cartoon action.
There was some behind-the-scenes chemistry. My character did... get some school bus action. Mm.
I mean, the entire class was inside me at some point.
Oh.
No, in the story, he means.
You had an agita, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, they went inside
did
of
it,
me.
Right, but
my body.
Like drunken surgeons, did any of the children occasionally leave articles inside of you when they went home for the day?
I forgot my homework.
Yeah, no, more like a boot, or a hat, or a scarf. I'm thinking those things. A pair of gloves, one lone glove.
No, I never pooped anything weird out.
Do you get hassled extra when you go through TSA?
No.
Do you beep?
No.
Do you beep when you shouldn't beep?
Oh,
do you beep
when
you back up? Do you beep when you back up?
Do you beep when you back up?
When you're taking a shit, does a little stop sign flap out from the side of you and flash and says "Do not pass"? New York State law.
I've been thinking about this new product, and this could go in line with the genius ideas that you've had. It's called fart flags, and it's something you attach to the back of your pants.
Go ahead.
And it has a sensor that smells the flatuation. I guess that's how you say it. And whenever it happens,
a flag
pops up.
Is it? Do you have more than one flag, or is it just the?
I think it'll retract once the fart has dissipated.
But no. But is it like the mailbox?
You're gonna have a shitty flag.
No, it's like the mailbox where it's like, mail's here.
No, I was thinking about like the
gone.
Soccer flag. That's what's the thing they hold? Don't they hold a flag like that?
The offsides flag.
Yeah,
for the linesman.
It's on a stick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking something like that on some sort of mechanism.
But it's purely one type of indicator. It's not like this is a bad fart. This is a really bad fart. You know what
no,
I mean? You could
just,
have like a
just a fart.
No, but you
a
could have like
fart.
But you could have like a green flag, like a yellow flag, and a red flag.
Making an LED.
Red
so
flag
it
is a shart flag.
Red flag is Jeremy farts in general.
I don't think it's gonna work.
Is this gonna make it into that
so
column?
So wait, but what?
Know.
So what is the purpose of that? So other people can see that you're farting.
Well, I would think that you're
like a perfect.
Yeah,
you know,
he wants to protect people from himself.
I want to keep it secret.
He wants to protect people.
You know,
is that why you only fart in casinos?
Because he knows he can get away with it. No, I was just
places
thinking that
you do not fart.
You put it all on black.
Well, you don't fart in the subway. That's the only thing. That's my only rule.
Why?
Really.
You don't fart at lunch.
Because packed subways, gross.
How about an elevator? Elevator
fart,
farts?
And you've never smelled someone else's
in my
fart
mind,
on the subway. It's not cool, man.
Yeah, but if you have your headphones on.
What the hell is this?
Do you really fart? Do you? Because in my mind,
listen.
If you have your headphones on, nothing around you.
You're a lumberjack wearing headphones, cutting a tree in the forest, and the tree falls on you.
That's what I'm saying.
And the tree falls on you. You still have a crushed spine, and you're going to die. Okay, even if you have headphones on, it doesn't protect you from what happens. And the same is true with a fart. Headphones do not protect you from a fart. They've done this study. Consumer Reports did this study 5 times. They used the Beats. They used the Bose. They used the Bang & Olufsen.
It was the Bang & Olufsen.
Yeah, I don't know if they even make headphones, but they tested all the headphones, and none of them protect you from farts. They use all the noise, latest noise-canceling headphones.
My thought
you
is...
You still hear the
farts. Yeah, you can still smell the farts very well.
Fart-canceling headphones. My thought that it would be something that you... You know, like on a film set, the joke is you take... clips and you clip them in the back of people's shirts and stuff. It would be something like that.
Clothes pins. You take clothes pins, not clips.
It is sort of a clip, though. But anyway, you do it without them knowing.
So is
you make
this.
It super cheap. No, that's a gun.
No.
What's inside of the gun is a clip.
I'm saying there's... How many in the clip and one in the hole?
Yeah.
I'm about to make Jeremy's body turn cold.
There's 15 in the clip.
Thank you, Nate Dogg. Thank
Nate
you,
Dogg.
Nate Dogg.
It's going to regulate.
Let me be Warren G.
Okay, so then you have to start.
I'm going to regulate. I'm saying I'll regulate.
Mount up?
I'm not doing this right now.
Yeah, no Warren G.
Those are pretty good. Those are pretty sharp.
Back to Philly.
Aren't you glad that we went there?
Yeah, I'm glad that... For the listener, we're doing a little slideshow of...
these images you'll find
just
on
to,
the Danny and Mike site,
make us feel like we're back there now. And yeah, we're looking at photos of us at Little Pete's. And
save Little Pete's.
Save Little Pete's, guys.
I wanted to feel like I was back in Philadelphia, so I walked into a wall a couple of times and went into a basement apartment to record this podcast.
Mike, you really wanted me to take that sign. Or ask if I could get the sign if they knock it down.
I think that you should.
I have full right to that sign.
I think you should bid on the fixtures, and barring that, you should just go to court and say I have a claim on these signs because I helped build their business, and there's some intellectual property that's due to me in the form of plastic.
I don't know where I'd put it.
Don't worry about that. Thank you.
Those are the little details you worry about later.
After you first get the sign, then worry. You know what I mean? It's not a problem.
Do I then open up my own Little Pete's?
Doesn't worry. Don't worry about that.
Could be a great idea.
They're doing construction on that place right downstairs from you, so you could hang it out your window, and you wouldn't even have to run an extra line to it. You could just put the power right out your bedroom window.
That's it. I could do that.
If you, the listener, want to donate to the new Little Pete Bar in Brooklyn, New York, please visit our Kickstarter at kickstarter.net. / Little Pete's.
Little Pete's Little Pete Bar and Grill.
Yeah, let's make it the name concise and clear for everybody to understand.
Oh, I would say then Little Pete's Redux with three X's. Because it's like a wings, it's a wings place.
The band?
No.
It just plays the
cuisine.
Music
by the cuisine. No, the cuisine.
Okay, great.
I guess it is your place, so it's up to you.
Yeah, guys, thanks a lot for planning all this out without me.
You don't have a choice.
No, I do have a choice.
It's actually up to the funders. You should probably put it up to them, you know, different categories.
Not if it's Kickstarter.
Pretty categories of, you know, you can order me around what to
$50,000 investment, I'll give you the Little Pete hat.
What do you mean, the? You keep one in a vault at home?
I've got one.
Yeah. Is there one in Jersey?
I got one left. It's in my parents' house.
Is there one in Jersey?
Yeah.
Guys, just break into Danny's house. You don't have to. His parents just break into his parents' house. You don't have to win nothing. You don't have to know no trivia.
$50,000.
You don't have to know no trivia.
You have to know trivia. You have to know where it's hidden.
You just need a simple Google Earth search would definitely get you the prize.
Just type Little Pete's into Google Maps.
You guys are dicks.
Philadelphia is kind of a filthy city, but it also has its rewards.
I like Philly.
We met some nice kids that night.
Yeah, man, the people were really psyched.
They were cool. They hung out after, and there was a good
it's a good vibe.
The fit had a good what do you call it? A good improv contest that night.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, sketch battle, sketch battle.
Yeah. Iron sketch.
Iron sketch. There we go.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Four tries. Well, I'm the only one who took home a button.
you took home a button?
So I looked at the button. When you put it into your button drawer. You guys don't have button drawers?
Wait, no. You're saying you don't have a button drawer?
Wait, you don't have a button drawer?
I don't have a button drawer.
Jeremy, open up your button drawer.
No, nobody sees my button drawer except me.
Let me see.
What? You just acknowledge that they exist, so we're already intimate.
Jeremy has like six buttons in his button drawer.
No, I got better.
I got cool buttons, man.
I got better than that.
I got buttons from my punk rock days, like from bands such as Carrie Nations.
And
This Bike Is a Pipe Bomb.
And Spit Drinker.
This Bike Is a Pipe Bomb.
Yeah, that's a band.
Dude, they're
Bicycle,
legit.
Bicycle.
I love them.
Bicycle. Showing my age.
Yeah, that's a song. That album right there is incredible.
That's a great riff. Riff, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on the outside looking
in. Me.
It was just...
I feel like I know a lot about punk rock, too. I don't feel stupid for not knowing.
Well, no, you'd see the sticker on people's bikes. It was a very simple type, and it said, this bike is a pipe bomb, and you'd see that sticker on people's bikes.
And
what the
people
fuck?
Got shit
out,
for that.
Yeah, it turned out
they're,
it was...
They're like, when they're in their heyday, I think they still play, but... Yeah, I know somebody that had that. No, I don't know them, but I heard the story of a news report. Somebody had that on their bike, and they got arrested.
Well, you know, seeing as what caliber of quality and law enforcement we have here in New York City, I'm saying if you can imagine anywhere outside of New York City where people might possibly have a difference of opinion on the First Amendment or what you might want to put on your bicycle.
Or was it right after the Atlanta Olympics?
No. The band hasn't been around that long. I don't know if all the band members have been around that long. Just kidding.
It's probably been around since the late 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, this bike is a pipe bomb. Great. Check them out.
I'm going to go check them out.
But I'm saying people probably got their bikes clipped and confiscated for that bullshit.
Right. God, guys with bikes and their problems.
And girls.
It'd be nice if they were from Philly.
And trans
sex. Yeah,
everybody.
Yeah. Philly has their own city bikes, right? What were they called? They have their own like biking...
Wells Fargo bikes?
No. That would be out west.
No, I think it's called...
City bike. Mike's rolling his eyes at me. That was so perfectly fine.
No, it's San Fran. You should think of a more East Coast banking syndicate.
Well, Philly Bank.
Yeah, Wells Fargo is a San Fran outfit.
Yeah, it's a west. That's why I said
they
west.
Had an arena on the East Coast in Camden.
And it said... Tank Wells for the top Fargo. Pick. It's unbelievable how Chris Christie flexes his big fat muscles all over Jersey.
If there's one thing I love, is callbacks. Callbacks can always make me laugh. Second one today.
It's reliable.
Not bad at all.
You're a cheap laugh, Jeremy.
Well, Philly had a lot of fun, ate a lot of food.
Didn't have a cheesesteak.
No, it didn't have a cheesesteak.
And that's why we're all still here.
Oh, yeah. I'm having cheesesteak remorse. I should have eaten one.
What are you talking about? You're alive today. And
I know,
you don't
but
know...
I like cheesesteaks, and I like...
Yeah, I like cheesesteaks, but I also like I you alive.
To... Oh, I know.
It's very nice. That's the sweetest thing you've ever said to him.
It's the nicest non-negative
is that like,
thing.
Yeah, that's... Is that, would that still be considered
wait,
tough
was that
love?
A fat joke? was there a fat joke seated in there somewhere?
There's love deep in the seated form of a fat joke, I think, is still love.
Love in the
your
form
honor
of a fat joke.
Living
it
up. Fat with when you're fat in joke.
Billy, thank you very much.
I have primed the pump, and you guys listener, are ready to let it fly.
For the listener, Mike laughed so hard that he fell away from the microphone.
Yeah, and that rarely happens.
You dropped it.
Thanks, guys. So there you have it. As we say goodbye to our Philly adventure, we remember the lessons we've learned. Sally Burtnick will never again eat a Mexican restaurant cheesesteak. Muggsy Bogues fits inside a very large man's ribcage. And Little Pete's Diner isn't going anywhere.
I guarantee it.
But most of all, remember that your fake TV brothers are here for you and will always have your backs. Adventure after adventure.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Balin and Marianne Ways. This podcast is part of the Feral Audio Podcasting Collective and can be found on their website at feralaudio.com. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter, hashtag at Danny and Mike, and on Facebook. Facebook at facebook.com/ The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Thanks for listening.
Feral Audio.
Seltzer Kings
Podcasts.